Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Lon Strickler with us. Lon is a Fortean researcher, author, publisher of the syndicated Phantoms and Monsters blog. He began that blog back in 2005, 14 years ago, which is read daily by tens of thousands of paranormal enthusiasts, investigators, and those looking for answers and the truth. He hosts Arcane Radio, which is a weekly show and podcast. Lon, welcome back to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, George. Thanks for having me.
Me too. Looking forward to this. These creature stories are just unbelievable. They're everywhere, aren't they?
Well, it's been busy, I can tell you that.
And what's going on in Chicago with these sightings of these winged humanoids? What the heck are these things?
Well, as you probably know, we started getting reports around April 2017. Now, there had been previous reports in 2011. But in 2017, it just started to go crazy. I mean, it was some of the first sightings were being reported to MUFON. We picked up on some of those. Then we started receiving calls from witnesses. I'd say by mid-October, we had over 50 sightings reported in and around the Chicago metro area. And since then, we have been receiving a few reports within Chicago, but it has expanded out into southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and down into central Indiana. So at this point, we have about 85 sightings that we feel confident are real.
Lon, what are people describing? Kind of paint us a picture of these things.
Well, the overall description is a dark being that is, you know, the body is about 5 to 6 foot in height, thin, with a small thin head, and does have legs, and has wings with a wingspan anywhere from 10 to 15 foot. And the wings, for the most part, are shaped like that of a bat or a gargoyle. Now, there have been some differences in the arms being attached to the wings or detached from the wings.
Mm-hmm.
We received different reports. But the body itself is always dark in color. Sometimes it's brownish, but most times it's black, as well as being like a shiny wet look to it.
How big is it?
Like I said, it's about 5 to 6 foot in height in the body, and the wingspan can go as far as 15 foot.
Gosh, that's huge.
Yeah, it's big.
It is huge. But have these creatures ever been seen roaming the streets or anything like that, jumping buildings?
Oh, yeah, we have several reports inside downtown, Chicago, along the waterfront for the most part. And, you know, it's been in several different neighborhoods of the city as well.
Have they ever been seen grabbing a dog, a cat, an animal, or a person, or anything like that, Lon?
We have not received any reports of missing animals or actually grabbing anything or anybody. They don't tend to seem to be aggressive, though they're scaring the hell out of some people.
I bet. Do they look more devilish as opposed to bird-like?
The head itself is kind of like a, I don't know. I don't know how you would describe it. I would say it like a head that's sort like a gray alien, but it's different. Some have the red eyes. Other times it doesn't have the red eyes. The head is usually thin and somewhat small as compared to the size of the body. The body is usually always emaciated looking.
And again, it's not always seen in the sky. It's all over the place.
Yeah, most of the sightings are at night. There have been some daytime sightings, and there have been some sightings to where people have walked up onto this thing as it's standing.
Jeez. And what does it do? Does it attack or take off?
It normally will stand there and observe the witness for several seconds and suddenly jettison into the air without using its wings, almost like a rocket going off.
What does your gut tell you, Lon? You've investigated many creature stories in your career. What do you think's going on here?
Well, you know, some people may not agree with what I'm going to say, but I believe it's an interdimensional being. I believe it's flesh and blood, but I believe it's also coming through some type of portal from another reality. We have two witnesses now. And the witnesses were a pair of elderly ladies where it took place near Wrigley Field. And another sighting was in Rockford, Illinois, several years ago by a woman, her husband, and her friend. And in both cases, the being was flying, and it suddenly disappeared like it went through an invisible doorway.
Could they be demonic?
I guess they could be, but the characteristics so far don't tend to make me feel that they're demonic or malevolent or anyway.
Lon, what's the state of mind of the people who report seeing these creatures? I mean, are they like in shock, or are they pretty stable when they give the reports?
They I have received reports, you know, from people that had seen it within the half hour or so. They're usually pretty shook up because they're looking for answers. They have no idea of what this thing is, and for the most part, they haven't heard of any of the sightings. And they will tell me in some instances that they have a sense of foreboding, but I think it's almost like a shock factor for the most part. You know, people ask us, well, why don't they, you know, they've got a phone, why don't they get a picture of it? Well, you know, that's easier said than done. These things are pretty, you know, these are fleeting sightings.
Right.
And when you see something like that, there's got to be a shock value to it. And, you know, by the time you get your phone out and, you know, focus in on it, you know.
It's gone.
You're not going to take a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it more animal than human, in your opinion?
I believe it's more, you know, characteristic-wise animal, more so than human, though, you know, it does have the humanoid look to it.
So what if they're coming through this portal, as you said, and it's more animalistic than human. Does it seem to possess any kind of intelligence, or does it act like an animal?
Some of the reports have it actually looking into windows like it was observing people. It does realize, in fact, I know of one sighting where this thing actually flew over an elderly couple. It looked back at them as it was flying over top of them and turned around and came back towards them. So it does recognize that people are seeing it. It's not shy. I mean, it doesn't seem shy at all, but it just doesn't hang around a long time.
The people who report seeing it, do you think everyone's reporting one creature or everybody's reporting lots of creatures all over the place?
Well, I think for the most part these creatures are similar, but I believe personally that there were at least three of these beings been sighted in 2017.
So three of them generating all the reports?
At least that.
And now, do the sightings continue?
Yes, they do. We are getting sightings in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. We have had sightings reported in specific areas in central Indiana. And certain areas of Wisconsin and Illinois, well, in particular, like Woodstock, Illinois, we've had three sightings of a being, though it wasn't seen flying. It was actually described like that of a Bigfoot with huge wings.
With these huge wings. That must make a sound when they start to swoop away.
I mean, you would. I guess so. They haven't seen it. Nobody's seen it flying yet.
Interesting. Now, what about the feet? Are they like feet with toes or feet with bird talons? What are they?
We did get some prints from one of the early sighting in Woodstock, Illinois, and it was in the snow. And the print itself looked at least 15 foot in length and maybe about 5 to 7 foot inches in width. And it did look like it had a few toes on it, but it was indistinguishable.
How do we bust this story wide open, Lon? What will it take?
Oh, I don't know. I guess, possibly we get some type of physical evidence, a very good photograph of it. That's what we're hoping for.
It's remarkable. It really is. Now, you've been looking at other cryptid stories, upright canines. What's going on in that arena?
Well, we've been getting, my partner, Butch Witkowski, and I have been looking into the phenomena, the upright canine phenomena in Pennsylvania now for about 4 years. And we continue to get reports and directly from witnesses, and we do get reports from other investigators as well. I'm actually involved in some upright canine sightings in central Alabama around the Birmingham area. And I've gotten at least three reports, very, very good reports. So I've got an investigator down there working on them.
Give us one of the reports, Lon, if you can. Kind of describe to us what they say.
Well, it's the one report in Alabama I think is very interesting. This man, his wife, and mother-in-law were in an Escalade, a large Escalade truck. He was in the back seat. His wife was driving. His mother-in-law was sitting in the front seat. As they were driving on the road, now it was dusk, but you could still see very well. They saw these two bright lights in front of them, and as they got closer, they saw what he said looked like a wolf crouched down on all fours, but looking directly at them. And he said the shoulders of this being were level with the side mirror of the Escalade.
Jeez.
So this thing, we estimate, had to be at least 9 to 10 foot in height. but they drove by it, and it just turned and kept an eye on him in the back seat, and it had real bright yellow eyes. And this is actually fairly similar to some of the sightings we're getting as well. We had one near Jasper, Alabama, recently, and now I'm getting some reports in an area around Graysville, Tyree area of just northwest of Birmingham. So there have been some very interesting sightings that we're looking into.
Are these canines, Lon, more wolf-like than dog-like?
Oh, yeah. They overall, the head looks like that of a wolf. It's dark in color, even has dark skin, maybe black skin. It's got sparse hair all over the body. The legs are usually hocked like that of a regular dog, but they do have the ability to walk very well with it. So they are bipedal. The sizes run anywhere from 8 to 10 foot.
Jeez, huge.
And I tell people who ask me what it looks like, I said, if you remember the lichens in the Underworld movie, that's what you got.
I would guess these creatures would attack. What do you think?
I think they would if they were provoked. We have had some sightings in Pennsylvania where actually hunters have actually walked up on these things. And, you know, it would stand its ground, watch you. But, you know, when you're standing there looking at a 9 to 10 foot upright canine, even if you've got a shotgun with you, you're not going to take a shot at it.
Not going to walk that dog outside, that's for sure.
You're slowly backing away from it. But I tell you, we have talked directly to these witnesses, and, you know, I cannot find any way of disputing what they're telling us.
And I assume they're very hairy creatures.
What's that?
Are they very hairy type creatures, like a dog would be or a wolf?
They body wise, they have sparse hair. It seems like they have like a mane that runs from the top of the head down the back. That's the thickest hair that's on the body.
They have a tail?
Yes.
Okay. So it really is more animal-looking.
Yes. It's just got the humanoid body style.
Where do you think the origin might be for this thing?
I have no idea. I'll be honest with you. The more and more I look into cryptids, Bigfoot, upright canines, winged humanoids, the interdimensional theory...
That's really popping up.
I believe is the explanation somehow.
Somehow, maybe through like a multiverse, and somehow they're just creeping through.
Yeah, something is giving them the ability to do that, or they just have the ability to do that. But, you know, all these years we've never found a Bigfoot body, or never found a body of a Mothman creature or anything. And it makes you wonder why we're not doing that. And, even though an interdimensional theory is a good excuse, I guess, but, man, I tell you, it's looking more and more like that may be the reason why.
Have there been any reports, Lon, of craft, spaceships being seen near these winged humanoids or these upright canines?
That's something we've been looking into. Now, you know, the one thing about Chicago which interests me, when we started getting these reports, Chicago's well known for UFO activity. But the UFO activity during the period of these sightings, in particular in 2017, seemed to wane off a bit. We didn't get any UFO sightings associated with the actual sightings of these beings. Now, we have, and particularly in Pennsylvania, we have had UFO activity and orb activity associated with Bigfoot sightings. But as far as the upright canines, I can't say that we really have had any.
Well, that's interesting. So I wonder if these creatures might be relegated. I mean, we know the theory of the, you know, coming through a warp or some kind of dimension. But what if they were earthbound all the time? They were just creatures that we, you know, never knew about before. Have there been reports of upright canines or these winged humanoids way back during the days of antiquity?
Well, yes, there have been. I mean, you know, the reports are kind of sparse. You know, I don't know if they really knew what they were looking at and kind of used something else to compare it to. The First Nations people, Native Americans in their culture have had, you know, sightings of these things. It's in their culture. I guess they considered for the most part that they were spirits, but there is mention of these beings.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.